So I want to move on. There's some follow-up, Dr. Kopas. But Wells, let's move on now and talk about this patient, your 40-year-old man, and get into the issue of MSI high disease. This is really an amazing story. What an incredible situation.
Could you absolutely. I mean, this is so gratifying. I'm sure many people in the audience have had similar experiences. Basically, this is a young patient. The fairly extensive family history that people really hadn't asked too much about in terms of Lynch syndrome, and was managed on the outside, and they had not done microsatellite testing. So his primary tumor was removed, and then he went through full Fox and full Fury, and had peritoneal disease, was incredibly sick, hospitalized, had lost something like 70 pounds, and came to see us for a second opinion prior to just sort of signing up for hospice. And we took a family history, really seemed suspicious to us, tested him, and he was MSI high due to Lynch. And started him on a clinical trial at the time of a PD-L1 agent, and he actually just completed 50 cycles on that study. It raises the issue of when should we take these patients off? And in the study, we don't have to. He's not real eager to come off study, so we're just keeping it going. That'll, of course, have important implications down the line economically as to how long we keep these things going. But just such a great response. He's married, he's working full-time, he actually works in colorectal cancer advocacy, and it's just great every time we get to see him in clinic to see how well he's doing.